One of the Adi Mavins is the Bia Tamashiach. I have a piece of Yis Mamea. In Kol Zachakul, the Kolyoy. Part of the Amun in Bia Tamashiach is that he could come any day. There's a pasuk that says, "Tuchelis u'mushechis matas le." Person who hopes for something, the longer the time goes by, it doesn't happen, it breaks his heart. So what's the difference between that and waiting for Mashiach? It's been a long time, he hasn't come yet. So, there's a chassid of a Jew named Yaakov Mordechai Greenwald. He writes a beautiful idea. A chassid idea. Why is it the fact that a person hopes for something a long time and doesn't happen, it breaks his heart? He opens up a business and he's hoping that he'll be a millionaire for the business. And the first year, he's not making profits. Second year, not making profits. He says, okay, it takes a little time until you start making profits. And about 10 years later that he's making only $10,000 a year, he starts breaking his heart. Why? Because he was always mistupid if he'll make the $1 million. And the longer the time goes on, it shows that kind of he's not going to make $1 million. So it's matriya the suffix. That's what breaks his heart. By us, the concept of being for the Shia is not a stop. It was bad they had. So maybe the fact that time goes by is not easy to break a heart. It doesn't arouse stakers in a heart. So that's why, even though we are far away from the proven based emissions, the vineyard based emissions, we're still every day we miss some spells. And like we're saying, it's part of the emunah to feel that Mashiach will come today, come tomorrow. It's also a mitzvah of Drisha Tzion. There's Tzion Ein Doyish. There's nobody taking interest in Tzion, in Yerushalayim based emikosh. Nechlad the boy Drisha. A person should take interest in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Kamavan, one of the ways we do it is by misbal for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. There are people that mistakenly think that there's an Indian to go on Har HaBayis, and we know that all our rabbis say to after this. There's a very nice thing that just came out, who shows from the sources of Yishoyin, and also from all kinds of archaeological proofs, that the Mokum of Beis HaMikdash was not where the mosque is, it was south of the mosque. And which is where everybody's walking nowadays. So all these people that think they're going into outside of the Har HaBayis and not the Beis HaMikdash, according to this, based on some Yishoyin, based on the fact that there's no Masorah from our sources about the mosque being Har HaBayis, except for one of the Yishoyin. I mean, Beis HaMikdash, not the Mikdash. Yeah, and some interesting stuff. If you want to get the book here. Infrared photography, which shows this is the real thing, and archaeological things about where the Amas HaMayim came, instead of going to the direction of the mosque, turns to the direction of the south of the mosque, which is where the Amas HaMayim was in the Azor, and many other things. Anyway, so not risk a Chiyuv Koris by being signed upon things that be based on the soil of Arabs. In other words, this concept that the Eben Shasiya is where the mosque is, first of all, the stone there has nothing to do with Eben Shasiya. It's a completely different size. And much bigger. Doesn't fit any dimension. You have to get to Rutsi. You have another Kiddush over there that's Eben and Chazal, and Tanakh doesn't mean something that is naturally there. So it's a stone which is detached. That's the stone from Shiva civilization.
Salah is attached and Eben is detached.
Right. So anyway, that's just an interesting thing. So the bottom line is, like you said, it's definitely lo yotzei min ha'asof, the free of course, to go to the areas to the south of Kippah HaSeder.